Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Andrew Sheets, head of corporate credit research at Morgan Stanley. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll be talking about this week's central bank meetings and why as-expected outcomes can still mean new information for credit investors. It's Friday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. in London. When a good friend was interviewing at Morgan Stanley many years ago, he was asked a version of the Monty Hall problem. Imagine that you're on a game show with a prize behind one of three doors. You make your guess of door one, two, or three. And then the host opens one of the doors you didn't pick, showing that it's empty. Should you change your original guess? While it's a bit of a paradox, you should. Your original odds of finding the prize were one in three. But by showing you a door with the wrong answer, the odds have improved. The host gave you new information. And that's what came to mind this week after important meetings from the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan. Both banks acted in line with our economists' expectations. But those meetings and what came after still provided some valuable new information. Information that, in our view, was helpful to credit. On Tuesday, the Bank of Japan raised interest rates for the first time since 2016, ended yield curve control, and ended its purchases of equities. All of these measures had been previously used to help boost too low inflation, but they had also resulted in a significant weakening of Japan's currency, the yen. And that, in turn, had made it attractive for Japanese investors to invest in overseas bonds in other currencies, which were gaining value as the yen weakened. So one risk heading into this week was that these big changes from the Bank of Japan would reverse these other trends. It would strengthen the currency and make buying corporate bonds from the US or Europe less attractive to Japanese investors. But this meeting has now come and gone, and the yen saw little movement. That is helpful, new information. Before Tuesday, it was impossible to know how the currency would react. Then on Wednesday, the Fed confirmed its expectation from December that it was planning to cut interest rates three times this year. On the surface, that was another as-expected outcome. But it still contained new information. The Fed's forecast suggested more confidence that stronger 2024 growth wouldn't lead to higher inflation. And that endorsed the idea that the productive capacity of the U.S. economy is improving. Solid growth and lower inflation coexisting, thanks to better productivity, would be closer to a 1990s-style outcome. And that was a pretty good scenario for credit. This week's central bank meetings have come and gone without big surprises. But sometimes, as expected, can still deliver new information. We continue to expect credit valuations to hold at richer-than-average levels, and like U.S. leveraged loans, as a high-yielding market well-suited for a mid-90s scenario. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Thoughts on the Market on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.